Okay. All right, call our meeting back to order. We're going to tackle a little administrative here until we get started with the work session with Nikki. We got Jeff Kenyon, right? Has a question on our nuisance ordinance. And Jim understood that his case was before the prosecutor.
Well, Jeff just came to me and said, where is it at? And I said, I thought it was at the prosecuting attorney's office already. And that's when I think we just need to talk about it. Where is it?
And I'm going on my memory, as I said earlier, Jeff. I could be wrong, but yeah. Your case, my memory is that the health department was, well, let me back up. Let me give you the process. We established the nuisance ordinance 6-7 years ago, and we put two provisions in it where it could either be handled, cases that were not responded to, as we asked, would either be handled civilly or criminally. So for many number of years, we did it civilly with our attorney, Mr. Paulson, handling the legal work. A year or two ago, we looked at using our prosecuting attorney, thinking that it would be quicker and might get better results. To my knowledge, they've got three cases, and again, I'm almost positive that one of them is not yours. One of them is Quincy Road out by Fat Daddy's on 76. I emailed. What did I say? Fat Daddy's, yeah. Dana's. I contacted our prosecutor a week or two ago to see how they were coming, and I believe his comment was they were actually sitting on his desk, and we've played tag with the telephone, but I don't think they're going before the judge at this point. When we first went to the prosecutor, he wanted some authorized person to establish that the complaint the commission has is real and justified. We talked about using the sheriff. He's got too many other big fish in the tank to go after. So we went to the health department and asked if they would do that. And my understanding at that time, and Jeff had when I visited with Jeff, he, like myself, had kind of forgot where we were. But what we've done is we'd go to the health department, they'd go out and look, show them our complaint, and they'd say yes or no. And they've actually said no on a couple of them south of Hollister. And again, if I remember right, they said the issue you have wasn't valid concern. And so that's where we are, and I'm kind of glad you brought it up in one way, because maybe we need to have a work session with Jeff to see if he's still wanting to fuss with these, or if he wants to go back to the going through the attorney. And we had such poor success with that. Come on up here, Jeff, if you want to say something.
I'd like to look at his as a review. I think a citizen that would come in to that got a negative response from the health department. We're very happy with the letterhead and the things that came out on the health department's issue to the citizen that said you're out of compliance with an ordinance. It was very professional. We've seen people start cleaning up that never had cleaned up before. But what I would like to do is if you were turned down, I would like to look at it. Now, you may not hear from us what you're wanting to hear, but that's the reason we sat here.
Sure.
And so if you think that is unjustified, do you guys see any reason why that a citizen bring it to us and let us review it, and we just make a decision on whether we're going to pursue it if the health department has already turned it down? I mean, that could just be another part of the process. And then when it goes before Jeff, it's something that if Jeff turns down, then I'd say you're out of luck, is what I'm saying. I don't understand. But I would like to give you every opportunity that you could get as a citizen.
These two gentlemen have been out there.
Right.
And they both agreed it's definitely a blighted house, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I mean,
Where are you talking?
Cannonball Run.
Yeah. Okay, I'm already.
I thought it was coming down, last I thought.
It would be coming. He's got 2x4s holding the roof up now, guys. Danny, the whole top is covered with silver and blue tarps.
The whole house. Neighborhood.
And it just rolls. Now what it's doing, the neighbors behind us, Mark and Ray, and there's no grass. It's all rock. And there's no gutters. All that water now from these rains are just destroying their backyard. Just they were out there the day with me going, what is they going to do with this? I said, they're not going to do nothing. And I talked to these 15 neighbors who signed petitions last year to have this house either raved or blighted, removed. And now there's more of them.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I don't know whether Chuck wanted to get into it this deep or not, because we're not posted, but it's administrative is what you're talking about. Is it the one that where we had a change of ownership and the guy actually went in the first couple of weeks and started trying to do something, then kind of slacked off?
It was one load, one trailer, and it was smaller from here to that table there. Just like a 4x10 trailer. And that was it. That's all that was removed from that house. And now we have a wood-burning stove pipe sticking out through the siding, which tells me he's not planning on moving it. Why would you install a wood-burning stove?
Chuck, can I ask a question? What really is the next step that we can do? Do we need to have a Jeff Merrill meeting?
I sent him an email, no response.
I told Jeff this. I hesitate to say it, but I will.
Go ahead.
Before we got together as a group here, I'm fairly discouraged with the whole thing. And I'm not complaining, but I'm the one that's worked all these. And we've had a small amount of success, but a very small amount of success. And if my house was for Jeff's house, I can understand that I'd rather my neighbor look a bit much better. But really, if we continue, I don't see Jeff getting anything. I don't think a court is going to say do this or do that. They've got it pretty well. You saw it. The windows are... anyway, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. And we took this on years ago to try to help folks. Again, there's been some help. But we've got one out here. Sad situation where a house burned. And it was turned into the health department. And they gave him more time. And I think we've got a letter now on that one. And it's one of those things that's going to take a lot of work and to get some success. And this commission needs to decide whether we want to keep good.
Well, I guess my question is, what's the better process? Do we have more success when we used to go civilly?
No. There was a time frame there that we didn't get anything done for. There was two cases in 2 years that I can remember. That's how long it took for us to get through that process. They started an attempt to clean up and then turned around and just as soon as we released things, well, they fell right back in, started stacking it back in. Am I right, Chuck? It was almost a 2 year frame there. Two cases in 2 years, because that's when Chuck and had brought it forth to the commission to try to go to the health department with it. And I think that was a good idea. I think that we've seen more response since then, but yours seems to be a case that's kind of maybe in the loophole that hasn't worked out as well for us.
Loophole of a cannonball in. Well, let's make under Section 8 of civil remedy, It states here that costs for cleanup and any other costs required to bring property into compliance, this ordinance shall be assessed against the landowner.
Where are you reading that from?
This is your ordinance.
What's that?
This is your ordinance.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it's what he's talking about is it?
Oh, okay, under civil remedy.
It tells me that if they've been duly warned and have not acted anyway after a period of time, which were way beyond the period, probably about 6 months beyond the period of time.
Okay, but what this doesn't say is that you have to have a judge declare that before you can go on there and do any of that. We can't do that without a judge filing or, you know, giving you the affirmative or whatever on the case. You have to take it to the courts. And
now, does this have to go through the prosecutor, or can this just be a group of citizens asking to speak to the judge about this problem? It's 15 residents, 15 taxpayers.
You'd have to, you do it civilly, you would just get an attorney and go.
I can do it myself.
Yeah.
I can represent them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. You can do it civilly, just like the county could.
But that's a civil remedy. And if the judge says, yeah, they're wrong, then come to you guys and you send out voted bridges or whoever got the thing down, right? Put it, then assess the property for idiot. That's the way I'm reading it.
You're getting over my head, but you can do it civilly. You can go to a judge and ask the same thing that the county would ask.
Okay.
But the deal, and somewhat what Danny was saying,
it's
slow. I mean, and we've had anyway, you know how lawsuits are, I think. They can go for years and years and years. And so we had one just last week. A fellow came in and complained, and I sent the P&Z by to take a picture. Went, drove by there out on E-76 or at Mildred, and went by there Saturday, I think it was, and looked at it. He'd already cleaned it up, or most of it, not all of it.
That's great.
But evidently he saw the county truck taking pictures and knew he needed to get something done. We've had those successes, but if there's somebody that doesn't agree, we got one down the road. I was talking about it. And that is that it's been there for years. We've sent them letters.
I cleaned it up once.
They cleaned it up a little bit.
And really, the thing, so, you know, it's just economically for all the neighbors. Mm-hmm. The house is locked. For me and my family, it's 12 feet. The house is, for the property line, the house is only 4 feet over. It's supposed to be 7. That's zoning. Okay? It's right. It's totally covered with mold. I'm going down to the VA tomorrow for nasal surgery. You have to get up here and scrape all this. Because it's not viral. It's fungal. That's where the brothers came from, next door. So I'm happy to go through all this stuff over.
Well, I guess
the garbage house.
I guess my suggestion, if you're going to, you're going to have as much success as we are.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So I would say, go ahead and go visit. You know, do take your steps. I think the commission, we have to vote it renew or not renew the nuisance ordinance anyway. It's in November. It expires. It sunsets in November.
You're kidding?
Huh.
Didn't know that.
So we'll have to make a decision anyway if we're going to renew it anyway.
Hey, well, let me ask you, gentlemen, if you'd be willing to do this. Can you put this on your agenda for a vote and submit your paper to the prosecutor? That's that way of covering both bases.
We can put this.
You'd be willing to do that? Or do you want to come up and take a look at it?
No, I totally understand what the situation is and understand where your hang up is. And
I pay pretty good property tax that house next door.
Well, he can just, I mean, it's a public document. We can give him the documents that we've got. Chuck, what's your thoughts? I mean,
I think we're wasting our time. Your time and our time.
That's the way it sounds.
Yes, sir.
But if he wants our documents, you can have them?
What documents are you talking about?
Anything we've done on Cannonball Run?
We wouldn't find them. You know,
well, let me those ask, are let me ask, you got to be willing to go ahead and send this to the prosecutor.
Well, that requires a vote, so we need to post all that.
Right. Well, this has been going on for a year, you know.
Oh, sure. No, I know.
Another week's not enough.
No. I mean, let's just post it, Nikki, so we can vote on this thing. Cannonball Run. Cannonball Loop. Yeah. Cannonball Run's the movie.
6:42.
It's a bad one, too.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
David?
Yep.
Jeff, good seeing you. Nice to meet
you. All right. Thank
you. All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we've got about 15 minutes before we're ready for Rob and FEMA. So, Nikki, what do you want? Take your time or whatever.
That's the agenda for this week. I just would like you guys to review it. I know you've asked me to post some additional meetings. That's going to be challenging, just so you guys know.
I've got a couple of things on here. This DocuWare discussion, received an email from Gary. He's going to Ava to where...
He's going to Douglas County?
He's actually going to two different counties with two different vendors.
Right.
And review those. And I think him being our main person to evaluate, along with the assessor, collector, clerk, so on and so forth, that we take that off of the agenda until he gets back.
Okay.
When is he going? Did I miss that?
June 1st.
June 1st.
And he has the other
one. Different, you know, it's a different product now.
Now that...
DocuWare is something completely different than all
this. That's not the assessor deal.
No, this is DocuWare has nothing to do with the assessor stuff. This is something that Bob Dixon and I have been working on for... He's got through a technology fund.
Vendors and what is that? The assessor.
That's the assessor software. This is something for Bob Dixon and the commission office and stuff like that. The DocuWare is nothing to do with that.
So this is a Bob Dixon discussion.
Bob Dixon and Bob and I had many meetings about this and.
Did we have it posted wrong last week?
No, last week was the assessor software. This DocuWare thing that is set up
assessor
on...
something DocuWare. I thought it was all the...
No, Village G. No, it was just different product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mistaken now at them because I thought it was exactly what we had covered last week.
It was
week.
Bound to happen that you'd make a mistake.
Once
it's only
in
been
a while.
6 years, 7 years, whatever it's been. I know you've been keeping track. 3 years, I don't know. Yeah, no, that's the DocuWare on Wednesday morning is something different.
I'm good with it.
The only thing we were going to add, though, guys, we were going to try to do a bid process review.
Right.
And I'm hoping we can squeeze it in Wednesday.
I'll visit, or one of us could visit with Linda one-on-one, explain the idea. I think everybody understands it. I think it's falling off a log easy.
Yeah,
I think it's 2-minute discussion unless she's got an issue with it. Because, as you said, Jim, the other elected officials are all right with it, sounds like, in favor of it. Just a matter of opening the bids in public instead in her office.
Can I interject?
Please.
Just say, my thoughts. I think when you guys used to do that, I think I remember, conversations and talk about it. The reason that you stopped doing that was because of conflicting schedules. You know, somebody might be at a meeting here and a meeting here, but when these are posted to be open, they have to be opened, at that very specific time. And if you guys had, an emergency meeting or something going on, I just want you to think about that, you know, that may play into it also.
But my thought is that we do it Monday morning.
At the 9 o'clock meeting, you're saying?
And there's always two of us here. We don't have a meeting.
Right.
Now, there's a possibility that could come up, and we'd have to be aware of that.
Holiday.
I know that sometimes she opens,
holiday.
Two and three bids at a time.
Right.
You know, 15-minute increments.
But when
and
we
I know
did,
sometimes a lot of people are on, you know,
how about 11 o'clock on Wednesday? And I think this will be a real quick discussion, but I think... Let's just do it at 11 o'clock. I see we have an hour and a half set up for the DocuWare discussions. We'll cover it back to an hour. And then, so from 11 to 11:30, we can have, or 11 to whenever, That's the last meeting before lunch.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And that way we can kind of hash through that. But I think hearing what Chuck's saying, Jimmy and Helen and all that, we'll just need to go through. But I'm thinking the best time is 9 o'clock on Mondays. Because all we're doing is opening them. It's an official process, but we're not awarding and all that. So. But at 11 o'clock, it looks like we can make time because I've known to post a doctor where and we don't. I can do it in the post hoc manuscript.
Okay. Anyone entitled bidding process?
What do you think?
Process, policy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Policy.
Whatever.
Jim.
Picking on me again?
I'm going to ask you a question about this doctor wear situation. My goodness. What I want to ask you is if you and Bob Dixon have discussed this for an hour, is that what you said?
Oh, at least an hour.
Okay.
I probably have about 6 hours into it right
then
now.
Then why is it going to take you that long to explain to the other two commissioners the process if we're going to rely on Mr. Dixon's opinion and your opinion to convince us of whether to accept or not accept it?
Because it's going to take an hour because we're going to, the way the product is, it will affect the way we do business in the county. And this application changes some processes. And I'm sure we're going to have some discussions about it if we decide to use it.
Other departments?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's
now. Yeah, it affects.
Why didn't you say that to start off with, and we wouldn't be having this discussion? So,
yeah, my job trying to keep you in the dark is not working because you're asking questions. I was going to say something like, anytime we have technology discussion, Dan, it's at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right, I hear that we're good. Adding the one at 11 o'clock bidding on Wednesday.
Okay.
What else?
This morning you talked about the Nashville request.
Yes.
Posting on the website. Mm-hmm. What did you want posted on the website?
Just simply those.
I can forward that email that Rayanne sent us. Is that right?
Okay, that's fine.
I've got these four names. And
I just want to make sure it didn't fall through.
Just a little notice.
Here you go. Just put that just like that. That'd be great.
Something that says these organizations...
Right.
Would take donations to help the folks in Nashville.
Okay. I had placed on RTU 10. Hmm. Renee's here to talk about that. I'd give you an update on that situation. I have got three quotes to fix the RTU. The unit, and the cheapest quote that I've got, and this is just to put the parts on, is going to be $2,100. Actually, it's $2,140. The parts for the unit is going to be a total cost of about $6,000. So we add those together, that's going to be, we're looking at almost $9,000.
And this unit's what, how old?
Well, it's not very old. What, 3 years?
Less than that.
Can I ask you about the other one, email you just sent?
No, you haven't asked me yet. The fan motor's out of it, so it's got to be replaced.
We have the other one broke, too, now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just it broke today.
Yeah, I got that email.
It hasn't broke loose and tore everything up, but just the motor's bad?
Yeah, the motor's bad on that one.
But it hadn't come loose and tore the coil and everything
not
yet?
Not like the other unit.
So it's a... couple $300 or $400 job,
might
probably.
I'm getting a price on that right now for the fan motor, so I'll let you know.
But the other one, the bracket or something broke and caused it to come loose.
Right, it smashed into the... So it's going to be a condenser coil, a fan basket, a fan motor, a two fan blades.
Let me
have to bid that out since it's... because it's over X amount of dollars?
I'll tell you why we won't. It's because this is going to be separate. Actually, for someone to fix it, to put these parts on, is a different, it's not included. The parts have to be ordered through Engineered Air. That's it, because of the compatibility. So it's a sole source, that portion of it.
So these have to be, it can't be bidded out.
Okay.
I have a real disgusting feeling about two units that were, and I'm this is strictly an assumption, and you know how we feel about those, but these units are the units that were moved because of problems that already existed in the roof, right? Am I right about that?
As far as I know, they all had to be moved.
Well, they were set, they were taken down, and they were reset. I think that we need to contact the contractor, and I think we need to contact the unit provider.
Yeah, I've been unsuccessful on both of them. So well, I'm washing my hands. I can't. If you want to take that one on for $8,000, but I can't get anywhere.
I'd support you taking a look at it.
Can you get me those phone numbers that you called?
Renee has them all.
Okay. I want to talk to the problem fixer as they reported themselves to be whenever we had this air conditioner problem.
If I'm following you, sir, problem fixer's not with that company anymore. The gentleman that made that comment to us.
Oh, well.
I ran into one of his colleagues a few days ago, or not a few days ago, but a few weeks ago. And he's not there anymore.
So, that's something I would like to use, though. I'd like to use it there previous.
I'd be pleased for you to take a shot at it. Be some effort, but...
Well, I'll be going
into... Sometimes the second and third effort get you something.
Yeah, I'll be going into executive session on the matter after that if I don't get results.
Hey, we're all for that.
All right, next.
I'll give you the information.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a monthly report for HPRP that I need signed.
Okay.
So that I can send in to the state.
We need a motion probably on that, don't we?
Yep.
Is it just a normal one we've seen before?
Yes.
Nothing over like it was last time.
They have one negative in the security utility deposits, which they said they'd be working on. But the overall expenditure, they still have $86,000 to spend total. And this is the budget that they created based off of, you know, remember going through that discussion.
So we didn't have any percentages that were out of whack.
No, just the security deposit. I think it's the only one I saw. Yeah. Even in light of that, I'm going to move that we authorize the, what month is this?
April's
HPRP rapid rehousing budget.
I'll second that.
Okay. And the negative number is the same one. Do y'all remember?
They had two. They obviously adjusted one of them. I thought there was two of them before.
There were
two. Still a negative on this one.
Right. The.
But it's large negative. How large is this one?
3,300.
I still leave my motion.
Don't think so.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. What's next?
I received a utilization report from Missouri State Surplus Property. The last one looks like they're coming every 6 months. It is for a human patient simulator. I just need a signature.
A human?
Explain that for me.
Kevin Tweedy has it, our coroner.
Okay.
Used for training purposes.
Oh.
We're doing this like every 6 months.
It's a dummy.
And what are we signing? What are we saying?
Here's the last one that you signed.
Whatever he looks like, he's like Danny.
It's the same thing. I just have to
change. You're on the air, sir.
That's why I said Danny.
It's just for their reference.
Okay.
It's not for anything.
I got you.
Motion to sign the surplus property utilization report.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Double as an Eastern Commissioner.
I'll not take the abuse.
I'm just getting one up on you until you jump on me.
We have an updated purchasing card policy that needs to be approved. I have given it over to Bob. He's reviewed it.
Yeah, but is he ready for this? Is that in his presentation?
No, I just put it under, I just stuck it under mine.
It's what now?
It's Nikki? This. He handed it to me. He said his statement is, it is good for content, good for process, meaning it doesn't hold the county liable. Basically, make sure I understand this, Nikki. I'll repeat what I've heard from you, Bob, is because we're switching procurement cards, we have to change our adjust our policy accordingly to the new procurement card.
Correct.
And this is just a modification of what we've had in the past, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that's only thing. That's the only reason I found out about it. Now, if you want to wait until Bob comes here, we can ask him specifics. We can do that too.
I know Rick's office had worked on it. Mm-hmm. They went off of the last one that we had in place.
Right.
It's basically the same procurement card
policy
yes. as before that we approved.
Correct.
You two gentlemen
but
see.
But because it's a new company,
yeah.
They had to change some things within the policy.
Maybe I missed it. Has Bob approved it?
Bob has reviewed it.
Bob's approved it, but if you want to, guys, I mean, just because, let's just wait till Bob gets here. I think he's scheduled, that's fine.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with it, but I think you guys probably need to hear it from Bob.
Okay.
Done? All right, we've got FEMA. At 11:15. Who wants to bring the start to issue? Rob, you got a request for us? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Have a seat there at the mic if you like.
No,
or you can set this other one. Okay. All right.
Did you give them a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You all have a copy of that. The bill from Archer Engineering that I was given for the cost in doing the survey to prove my point that I was not in the floodplain. And all the information has been sent to FEMA. They sent it back because there was an error. It was 0.3 foot where Doug recorded in one place versus the other. And so it's just basically a simple little deal. But anyway, it was a major to them. They sent it back, and so we've submitted the information back to them. And what I'm here for today, I guess, is I understand that there's more work being done on you guys' behalf to try to correct this problem, and I feel that FEMA's map is incorrect, and the county at the time, as I said before, whenever I was here, they adopted this map possibly without going and doing a lot of research or looking at a topo or anything, and therefore I'm here to ask that I be reimbursed for the cost of the survey, that the county consider that and consider to try to get FEMA to reimburse the county or vice versa, FEMA reimburse me because I don't feel responsible for their error. And it's so simple to see because I have a neighbor that from standing in my dining room, I can look, and you're looking down towards his house, and he's just a few feet from the creek. And so it's real obvious. And then if you trace what they say, there's no known flood point elevations, you know. And if you look at this on the map, and I'm not sure how much y'all have researched this, but if you go down the creek, there's different points that obviously has flooded before that they're saying is not in the floodplain. And it's a known fact to everybody that they have flooded. So the error in adopting this map was, it wasn't something that just slid through the cracks, I don't believe. It was just something that was ignored when they said, as Eddie Cox, he was here at the last meeting, they came to the county commission at that time and told him they had so many days to review this. And whoever, and I understand, Jim, I know for certain that you wasn't, I don't believe you was on the commission, and Chuck may have been the only one at that time that this was done. And I'm not, so you may be the only one that knows what steps was being taken to send someone out into the field or to get a topo map and look at it to see how accurate, you know, to the point of accuracy that you felt that FEMA had done the job for you. But somewhere along the line, I believe that the ball was dropped. And I just feel as a taxpayer and as a citizen, I've been paying taxes on a home and property that I'm certain, you know, and you guys can research this through the assessor's office, that has been evaluated as a home not in a floodplain. All right? So the value of my home is greater, but if I am indeed in a floodplain, the value of my home is a lot less, okay, because of this danger and because of the ability to resell it and the value of it and everything just comes down drastically. But I intend to pay taxes on the higher end because I know I'm not in a floodplain. I don't have a problem with that, but I do have a problem with, you know, if I've been paying on the higher end all this time and yet I'm in a floodplain, then you understand where I'm headed, what I'm saying.
You've basically got two arguments, but I want to ask Chuck. Chuck, did we adopt the 2-foot topo map that was established through the flyover as our adjusting figure on this FEMA deal? I wasn't here when you guys adopted it, but I'm talking about after that.
I'm not understanding.
Okay, James.
We had a flyover.
James's flyover with 2-foot contours that we have on the assessor's. Well, there's several other things involved in it, but the assessor's flyover with the 2-foot contours. Did we accept that after I was here, or did you guys have that in place before I was here? That's what I'm trying to figure
mostly
out.
Mostly over my head, but my understanding is that when we had the flyover you're talking about, and it has the 2-foot deal, but you have to have that information processed. Maybe you know something, Jim. And I go back to, we were doing a sewer project after that, and we said, well, we've got LIDAR.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the LIDAR, and we've got the 2-foot, and that would
make
you do your project easier, better, cheaper, all
you
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in order for that LIDAR to be used, it has to be processed by something over my head. And so they okayed it, and you know, it, whatever it costs, $2,000, $20,000, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
But it was worth the cost of processing it, but that was only for that area.
Only for that area. I remember all that.
And I've visited when Rob came in the other day with Doug. I don't know if I talked with anybody else about how that what that information is worth to us.
Mm.
We talked about it here, of course, in that meeting. You know, do we not have the information to do it? Well, the best I can see, we don't. Or we wouldn't have to have these surveys. And as was said before, you're not the first one. I don't know how many. I think Eddie said we've had 20 or something. And I know of a couple, and this goes years back.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm speaking, when this was passed, again, I was the only one there, we had it brought to us, much like was brought to us the other day. And they're changing things again. And I can remember attending the meeting at the city of Hollister, and I'm fairly confident that our plain zoning people, which was Kurt Larson, who's gone now, and Larry Rowland were involved in that. Wouldn't bet my life on it, but I'm quite sure they were there. And to the ability that they had, they did their job. And as a county commissioner, I depended on them.
Sure, I understand that.
And the issue when you came before, Rob, this sounds bad, but I'll just say it, was an effort to make me look bad. I don't think I did a bad job. I don't think I missed anything.
An effort on my part to make you look bad?
I think you were made a part of it, Rob, yes. You came and spoke to the commission, and I think James set you up, quite frankly. Here's a good way. And I asked James when he left. I says, what are you going to do? And he's not going to do nothing. He was just here to make me look bad.
I didn't come to make you look bad. I could care less. Well, I'm not here to make anybody look bad.
Well, Rob, you've come to me, and I've meant to get with you, and I haven't had the chance. I haven't taken the chance. But you came to me on a BOE issue, and I went and I took your case before the BOE, and I was the only one that voted to hear your issue. Everybody else voted against it. And you came, and I don't think you intended to, but that's what that issue was about, was James was going to get me there. And he used you to do it. And when he left, he didn't want to do anything about it. But that's just what it was. And I've been open to you, and yet you came before us. You didn't bother to call me.
I was told that there was to be on the meeting and on the agenda so that I could approach all of you.
You called me on another issue, on that BOE issue.
What is the BOE? The Board of Equalization?
Board of Equalization, your son had there was an error on his tax assessment. Don't remember?
Yes.
You called me up. I researched it, brought it before the BOE, mm-hmm. and nobody would hear it except myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm telling you,
in that last meeting, it was an issue to make me look bad. And I've made a ton of mistakes, Rob. But I believe our planning and zoning people did the best with the information they had.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the fault, because I don't think there was a fault there.
Yeah.
And the rest of the issue is, now today, we have them changing it again. And they had stopped, and my knowledge is limited here, but they had stopped at areas similar to yours, I think, at a place, and now they're extending it. And what are we going to do as a county? How are we going to keep this from happening again?
Well, that's
and,
why I'm
and
here.
We had that discussion with them the other day.
Right.
And my understanding is, there's nothing really we can do, and we're going to be in the same spot with a whole bunch of other Eastern folks.
Why is it that you can't do something?
I'd have to listen to
Why do you have to, as a commission, why do you have to adopt just whatever FEMA sends you?
I can't answer, Rob. I don't know.
And what is the benefit? If indeed you're going to adopt a situation like this, and if indeed it's going to affect the value of hundreds of homes and homeowners and the tax evaluation that you're placing on them, you're going to have to go back and reevaluate them, in my opinion. And I'm no legal expert or anything else, but, you know, I've got a little bit of hillbilly common sense. And whenever I addressed, and real quickly to address the point of coming after you, I'm not after you. But these guys, it's not fair to Jim and to Danny for me to come in here and talk about something that they was not a part of, wasn't here, haven't the faintest idea. And if you was here, you have information that would be relevant to helpful to these guys in the positions that they're setting to know what did take place and what can we do to correct it in the future for so many citizens. But I don't want to single, I'm not going to single anybody out. I'm not, you know, here to nail anybody to the wall. I'm here because they put me in a position, they're declaring that I'm in a floodplain. The value of my home went way down. If I ever want to sell my home, first thing you're going to do, you got to have flood insurance. If you've ever tried to get a loan for a long-term financing, and you have to have flood insurance, they told me, would at least cost probably $2,400 flood only, $2,400 a year, flood only. You throw that out to somebody and trying to sell your home, they don't want any part of it.
I buy everything you said. And I, the folks that came to me long before you did, years ago,
uh-huh.
I went to SEMA and talked with the guy there. Larry Rowland helped me and Kurt both helped me. And we worked and worked. And you're stuck.
What is the benefit by adopting this, Matt? Can I ask that question?
The benefit is the people that are in a floodplain, truly in a floodplain, can get insurance. And if you don't have it, if the county did not adopt it, and I hope I'm not talking over my head here either, but without what they did, and there was a vote of the people to do it, to my understanding, like that was before my day, but without the floodplain deal, then all the folks we got in the county that are in the floodplain, they can't get insurance.
They cannot purchase flood insurance unless they're declared to be in a floodplain.
That's my understanding, Rob. And so, and we brought it up in this last meeting with FEMA. Asked the question, Danny and I were quite strong about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Jim too, I don't know. But anyway, remember Danny and I were quite strong. And I think I asked the question, well, why don't we quit?
Mm-hmm.
Same question you asked. Well, if we do, then we're going to miss out on serving those people.
Okay, I understand that.
And my understanding, again, is we've got the issue that you're in the middle of, and these other people, these 20 or 30 or ever how many it is,
uh-huh.
that have got burned. But we're looking at what they brought us the other day in this meeting. We're looking at being in that same situation and no remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people that where they've stopped their map. Now they're extending their map on these creeks and stuff. It's going to be worse the way I heard it.
Okay, but Chuck, again, back to the point. If FEMA's map slipped, which it's so obvious.
You'd think they'd be responsible, but
absolutely.
They won't. I don't think they will, Rob.
Well, they won't unless someone holds them accountable. And that's what I'm here to you guys to ask you to hold these people accountable.
Danny made a point in the previous meeting about sending them a letter and making them pay us. And I'm ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to use yours as an example, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. I'd love to help you. At the same time, we ought to get the other, how many there is, 20 or 30, and do the same thing for them. Send
Absolutely.
Them a bill for all of them.
Absolutely.
Because they've all been through what you've been through.
And this is what I've provided information, you know, and can further.
I think we start a file. I think we start a file with your information and the others that will bring their information to us and try to basically, I don't know whether you can strong arm FEMA or not, but it basically talk to them to the point to where we get these paid for. I think that in defense of what Chuck is saying on the part that they're changing all the time, I have to admit that, I mean, where do we stand whenever they come in and they've changed and they're going to change more, and this deal that they've got now with this Clean Water Act, that they're going to have us fence off our creeks 100 feet from the creek to where we can't use it for our cattle, but we're still paying taxes on it. I mean, those kind of things are ridiculous. And so we file this and we send a letter asking and pleading that they do not put the citizens of Taney County in that kind of a position. I mean, if they want to talk about some flatlander off somewhere that has a creek running down and they think that it's going to get out of its banks and cause them some problems, but to try to do Taney County the way that they're wanting to do with this FEMA stuff, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And there's no stopping point. As soon as they get this fixed, they're going up the creek for another mile or two, and we're right back in the same situation. I was going to ask you if your survey, because I see that, you know, the expense of that surveying is, but did they have a federal stamp deal? Are you close to one of those to where?
Yes, a marker.
A marker? Was it close to this?
By Steve Adams.
So it was close to your location that they should have already had a reading on, right?
Yes.
And they didn't honor that or acknowledge that?
Without submitting all these forms and having all this information and having a licensed or registered surveyor.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't either. I don't either, Danny. And
you gentlemen know what I'm talking about, those brass deals that they put in the rock or a tree or whatever is at that particular location. It's stuck in there, and it is a reading of elevation and everything else. But it's my proposal this morning that we start a file and maybe even bring this to the public's attention to start a file of the numbers here. I don't think the county itself can absorb the numbers that will be sent in. I'll just tell you that, Rob. I just personally, I'll just shoot you straight on it. I don't think we can absorb the numbers that will be brought in. I know we had two there that Branson on the Bee Creek deal. Chuck, am I right?
I'm right.
And Branson up the Bee Creek Sewer Project that were up on the bluff even.
I've worked with two different ones, but Eddie told me that there's a number of them, and 20 or 30 sticks in my mind that may be way off one way or another.
Can you give us time to try to approach this in that manner that we've got the numbers and we'll put...
The numbers are there, Danny. I mean, all we have to do is walk over to plain zoning. Eddie's got the files. They're right there.
Yeah, but
if we're going to do something, we need to decide, are we going to put them together and send them to them now and ask them to pay us?
That's what I want to do.
I don't think we'll get anything, but I'm certainly willing to try it.
And possibly not because of what Eddie said in that first meeting, that when they brought it to the commission, they give them 90 days to review and look over, and if there's any discrepancies, say now. So I'm not sure if you know... But I would ask that the county...
But this is a change, Rob. This is different. This is a change from what they initially brought and said, is there anything that you need to look at?
What now? I lost you.
This is different.
What's different?
They're changing. Yes, they're changing things as we go.
Right, but that's a whole another issue that we got to address. The issue that we're talking now is Rob and 20 or 30 others... of the change that was made, whatever
it was, 2005,
2006, or 2006 or whatever it was.
Whoever's having to try to see, you're bringing us a bill with the proof. Are they themselves obligated to pay for the truth?
And that's where, them giving the county commission 90 days to review, and if they had any discrepancies and there was none, then probably they won't.
We couldn't have. There's no way that we could survey.
No, that's, I'm not asking to survey. They give them.
That's what I'm saying, Rob.
I understand.
When we did this. I mean,
our, I understand you relied on the people.
Looked the best they could.
Right.
But to cover it, you're talking a huge expense to do the surveys so that this wouldn't happen to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand the surveys you couldn't have done, but there's no known elevation established. You know, no floodplain elevation established. Basically, the county just adopted something that FEMA just, you know, whatever, apparently.
We adopted their maps.
Yes.
Without any real way of knowing what they're going to do to
it. But that's the point of my whole deal. Why would the county adopt something where they have no way of knowing what they're adopting, basically, is what you're saying.
Well,
and that's the problem I have. And I understand you've got people.
You would think. You would think that FEMA would present a map. The government, with their resources, would present a map that didn't have a bluff area in a floodplain.
I understand that. You would think. But
and again,
it would be the first time I've been disappointed.
Larry and Kurt looked at them the best of their ability, but. Anyway, we accepted it.
Yeah. And, I just don't know. I don't know which way that you guys can
go. I'm all in favor of us. And again, I'm skeptical whether we'll get anything, but I'm in favor of us taking yours and any of those others that Eddie's got and going to FEMA with them. And if nothing else, maybe something positive would change on this next bunch that's going to come. Because we're either this commission, these three guys, I won't be by myself on this one. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to either take it or not. And from what I saw, it's going to be swallowing just like we didn't really look that closely before. Mm-hmm. It's a little more evident now, so the choice is going to come up. Do you pull out of the floodplain? Mm-hmm. That negatively affects other citizens, or do we take the chance that we're going to have people like you get burned again?
Mm-hmm. I think
that's what's before us.
I think we're in a totally different situation because, as you remember at the commission meeting that we went to, everybody's facing this problem with FEMA. It's not just us. I mean, there was other commissioners that were just terribly upset about this same type of situation. So when we send this, if we send this documentation in, we're one of the first ones to get it together, send it in, and expect payment for it. Well, our chances of getting it might be better than waiting till they have to make appropriations on a large amount, which they probably wouldn't do at all. But I'm all for sending this bill to where it's appropriate, and that would be to FEMA. And if FEMA doesn't take care of it, then we have to take a strong look at what we decide to do with FEMA or the payment that's going to go out to somebody. I mean, this is somebody's responsibility besides yours.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that and seeing that, because that's my whole point, and you probably explained it as well as what I could, just what you said. Whether you guys request that FEMA reimburse where you have the proof before them that, hey, they messed up, and here's the proof, guys. So, are you going to, you know, if you're responsible, you're responsible. You know, and there's times that things happen, I have to be responsible and accountable. And I feel like that they should be. And that's why I'm here. But, and again, you know, there's probably nothing you can do on evaluation, or James is here, he'd probably tell you what difference it makes, you know, and what I'm trying to say there.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we gather up the other costs that we know about from our citizens that Eddie's got, and this one from Rob, and find some place at FEMA to send a bill.
Do you care to amend your motion to where we send it out to a notice to the public if they have a FEMA situation?
I think that'll cloud the issue. I mean, if we can
take the ones that have already come forward, but what if somebody comes forward 30 days later?
They're not going to know. Unless they come, just like Rob, to their spot, they're not going to know that they got an issue until they're in the middle of it.
And can I request this? I may be out of turn here, but before you adopt the next map, is there any way that you could post something that, so that this is coming up, if anyone would want to review what they're proposing to you guys to adopt, that they could come in and say then?
That's what we did.
Put the burden onto the people.
That's what we did last time. And that was the meeting I've talked about it at Hollister. We posted it, had FEMA there, had the maps there. It was available to everybody.
Okay.
The problem is, just like your position,
right,
nobody knew until they come around to the same spot you did.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're looking at a book of maps of the whole county.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, and I don't know if there's some positive by us taking a stand here.
I think there is.
That
it's always better to do something than nothing.
Yep.
Or you would think. Maybe, hopefully. Maybe I'm wrong.
You made a motion, and I'll second your motion. All right. That we collect the signatures from PNZ and the bills that are presented to present to FEMA. I seconded that, whatever you...
Wonderful. We all right over there, Jim? Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
We'll try to make that happen in a week. And you know how slow things happen, but maybe holler at us in 3 weeks or something and see if we've heard something. Okay. That ought to give them a fair time anyway to make some kind of response to this, I think.
Meantime, I think James is going to be visiting with some more people. And, you know, I may be calling some folks, but I don't know what steps to go to. But.
And mainly the only ones you're aware of is those in your watershed. I mean, we're talking about watersheds all over the county.
Yeah, I haven't
researched
everyone else, so I'm sure there's probably a ton of problems elsewhere.
All right, man. Thank you. 2-minute recess.
Going to have to.
Yes.
Got that medicine I'm taking for my back has got me out of...